This is VOA News via remote. I'm Marissa Melton. U.S. President Joe Biden is signaling a long-term commitment to Ukraine while asking for Congress for an additional $33 billion to help Kyiv fight off the Russian invasion. AP Washington correspondent Sagar Meghani reports.
The president says fighting the war against Moscow's aggression is not cheap, but caving would be even more costly.
It's critical this funding gets approved and approved as quickly as possible.
Which he says will not just give the Ukrainian military what it needs in the crucial months ahead, but also start a transition to longer-term security aid to keep deterring Russia. The aid package is more than double the initial $13.6 million Congress approved last month as the war enters its third month. Sagar Meghani at the White House.
NATO Secretary General Jens Stoltenberg said Thursday that if Finland and Sweden choose to apply to become NATO members, the process could be completed quickly. Russia's invasion of Ukraine has pushed those countries to consider the move. Stoltenberg told reporters in Brussels that the move is for the two northern European countries to decide. But he said if they decide to apply, Finland and Sweden would be welcomed with open arms into NATO. Russia has expressed opposition to NATO membership for Finland and Sweden, saying if they do join, Russia will deploy nuclear weapons and hypersonic missiles to Kaliningrad, a Russian exclave located just across the Baltic Sea from Finland and Sweden. Stoltenberg said this is fundamentally about the right of every nation in Europe to decide its own future. He said when Russia tries to dissuade other countries from joining NATO, it demonstrates that Russia does not respect the basic right of every nation to choose its own path. VOA News. The former Minneapolis police officer found guilty of murder in the killing of George Floyd has appealed his conviction, saying, among other things, that the jury was intimidated by ongoing, sometimes violent, protests and prejudiced by excessive pretrial publicity. Derek Chauvin asked the Minnesota Court of Appeals in a court filing Monday to reverse his conviction and reverse and remand for a new trial in a new venue or order a resentencing. Last June, Hennepin County Judge Peter Cahill sentenced Chauvin to 22 and a half years in prison after jurors found him guilty of second-degree murder, third-degree murder, and second-degree manslaughter. Floyd died on May 25, 2020, after Chauvin pinned the black man to the ground with his knee on his neck for 9 minutes and 29 seconds. The U.S. economy shrank during the first quarter of the year, but things may be less dire than the numbers convey. AP correspondent Jennifer King reports.
The Commerce Department reports their estimate of the U.S. gross domestic product shrank 1.4% in the first quarter. That's the first contraction since the pandemic recession, far below the 6.9% growth in the previous quarter. You may ask why this is happening since consumers and businesses increased spending at a 3.7% annual rate, and unemployment is at a 50-year low. Economists say growth slowed because businesses were slow to restock inventories that were especially high last quarter, government pandemic checks dried up, and there's also been a sharp drop in U.S. exports, possibly due to economic turbulence overseas and the high value of the dollar. With strong hiring, wage, and spending figures, U.S. economists are forecasting a rebound, even with inflation, interest rate hikes, and uncertainty over COVID-19 and Russia's invasion of Ukraine. Globally, the IMF expects growth at a more measured pace of 3.6% this year, down from a blistering 6.1% in 2021. Jennifer King, Washington.
German Chancellor Olaf Scholz says his country wants to strengthen ties with countries in the Indo-Pacific region that share the same values and work together to end Russia's aggression in Ukraine. He made the comment after meeting in Tokyo with Prime Minister Fumio Kishida. The Japanese leader says he and Scholz agreed that as members of the Group of Seven industrialized nations, they share a responsibility to work together to end Russian aggression and restore peace, stability, and the international order as quickly as possible. Scholz's government, under pressure domestically and from allies, recently reversed its policy and agreed to send offensive weapons to Ukraine and allow it to purchase German armaments. And recapping our top story of the hour, U.S. President Joe Biden is signaling a long-term commitment to Ukraine while asking Congress for an additional $33 billion to help Kyiv fight off the Russian invasion. Marissa Melton, VOA News.